Maitreya Channeling, June 2006. The great expanse of the universe stands before you, waiting to be explored, and we are happy and gratified you choose to do this exploring. Adventurous souls are what we are trying to encourage. Souls who seek to break the bonds of old beliefs, who seek to challenge the ancient authorities, who want nothing more than anything to be free spirits. We are happy to encourage you, to help you in any way we can. Souls like yourselves, who are well along the path, are the perfect gift to teachers like ourselves. You are not afraid to grow wise through struggle. You are not concerned with what the conventional may think. You are stretching yourselves out in the open, in society. You have the bravery which is required for this exercise. You already know much about the planes, the spirit worlds in which your dear departed live, and the formless planes of energy beyond. We encourage you to continue exploring these great mysteries, for your explorations will help many others who follow in your paths. Some of your co-workers, whom you least expect, will show an interest which may surprise you. Discernment is most important. But I see from my medium here that you all possess this quality. You will be careful how you apply the knowledge in social situations. Some of you wonder how the inspiration that we have brought through the prophets throughout history in the guise of religion can have caused so much suffering in their wake. We understand why you feel this way. But we feel the guidance given by these prophets was worth the risk of power-seeking disciples perverting the message for their own use. In this, we may be expressing a view you do not agree with, and we respect this disagreement. We seek only to convey a little of our point of view. As we watch the millions of evolving souls in this army we call humanity, we are forced to improvise methods of guidance. We have examples from other evolutions on other planetary systems, but these are useful only to a point. Humanity is unique and, as you know, unpredictable. Whether men choose to fight or seek accord is often as simple as the toss of a coin. And we ask ourselves, should we use our power to change that toss of the coin? We have disagreed on these matters before. Although our energy is that of the love that overcomes all obstacles, and seeks only to embrace with care and compassion, we are still like the board of a giant corporation. We have our different points of view. Someday in the distant futures of your journeys, you too will see what a challenge it can be to guide an evolving species on a planet. You understand, all of you, that the worlds of your so-called dead are merely flip sides to the worlds of your so-called living. We can always see and feel the life in both those spheres. To us, there is little difference. Humans do not change through the gates of death, as many would hope or think. There are many in the spirit worlds whose thoughts contribute to the difficulties on your plane, as they allow old allegiances to dominate their thoughts. In other words, dead Iraqis are still rooting for Iraq, and dead Americans are still rooting for America. We trust you see the example given in one detail of universal conditions. The masters and the angelic spirits with whom we always interact are accustomed to this state of affairs. We are happy when humans evolve beyond that petty state of affairs. We rejoice when groups like yours are evolved beyond these foolish tantrums. The point is made to illustrate the constant challenge of dealing with warring humanity. It will not stop because you or many of you wish it to stop. The nets which bind those souls in anger, hatred, and vengeance may be loosened by your thoughts of love and mercy, but they will not all be broken. And you must not allow yourself to fall into despair because of this. Work at your own level with the people you meet. Allow love to be your guide in your daily life. And we will always be grateful for that. Thank you for your attention. I wish you all well, and I invite you to communicate with any of us that you feel close to. We will meet again. I will not forget you.